This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. It's wildflower season in North Texas. Tiana Raymond is a curator with the Botanical Research Institute of Texas in Fort Worth, and she's here to talk about what's blooming across the state. Tiana Raymond, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Justin.
Wildflower season is one of those special Texas traditions, but how did it all start?
Well, the interesting thing is that most people, when they think about wildflower season, they're thinking about the plants that are growing down the side of the highway. And it's sad. It's sad to me to think that it's so beautiful down the side of the highway, but you've got such a minimal glimpse into the biodiversity of our region. You're seeing the plants that were seeded by Texas highways, which is wonderful. You're seeing some other plants that have come in that are invasive, or you're seeing bluebonnets, or perhaps you're seeing paintbrushes. All interesting things, but really when you get off the beaten path and you go into some of those wonderful wild spaces, parks, and other such places that we have is when you really get to see a glimpse into what wildflower season really is.
How does the wildflower season look so far here in North Texas? How would you rate it?
It's rather interesting because I'm seeing this change in temperatures, this change in moisture regime, and it's causing these different plants to flower and burst in different areas. So I'm seeing certain plants that I haven't seen in such profusion right now. I'm seeing quite a few of blue-eyed grasses, which are some of my favorites, but they're in distinct areas. You've certainly got the blue bonnets, as I'm sure all those people out there trying to take pictures with their children and their families. You've got the giant mustards that are out. You've even got some wild carrot, Queen Anne's lace, that's out right now. I would say it's an interesting season, and it's even more interesting when you look at it in the historical context of what these flowers have been doing over time, which is something that botanists will do and be able to do with existing data like the collections for which I work.
North Texas had a very wet fall and winter. How does that affect the spring blooms? Does that mean we just see more of the same flowers, or do we actually see more diversity?
Actually, that's a really good question, because you do see, depending on that water regime, you do see different things coming up. You know, there are plants that are still locked into the seed bank, and that they may not come up every year, and depending on the different conditions, it may or may not bloom that year. And so, interestingly, these different dynamics and weather really do have an effect in what happens with those plants. And it's interesting to look at that from a scientific perspective to see what these plants are doing, what they're responding to. But having that data about when they're flowering is really important, so we can start correlating that with weather, with climate data.
So the bluebonnet is the state flower. It gets a lot of attention. But what about the other wildflowers that pop up this time of year?
So right now I'm seeing a profusion of Indian paintbrush, and I'm seeing it on the side of the roads. And something really interesting is that, you know, we think of these beautiful petals on these flowers as being the most beautiful part, but it's actually a part of the leaf that's causing that color on the Indian paintbrush. And it's actually hemiparasitic plant. So while it has its own chlorophyll, it's actually also relying on the roots of other plants and to survive.
So it feeds off of the roots of other plants?
That's correct. And something you don't often think about, you know, when you're thinking about these beautiful flowers, out in the wildflower season. Yes, it is
wow.
A hemiparasite.
Well, since we're on that topic, what are some of the more unusual wildflowers that people might not know about?
One of my favorite things to do is belly botany. And so there's lots of plants that we can easily see going 60 miles an hour down the highway. But when you get out off onto the road, you know, make sure you're safe, of course, and make sure you have permission to be where you are. But if you get down low and you can see all the little plants that are flowering right down, you know, that may be no more than an inch tall, that's where you're really entering a whole nother world and looking at the real wildflower season of Texas.
If people want to go out this weekend and make a day of seeing wildflowers, where would you recommend? Is there any particular hot spot to see like the widest array of flowers?
Well, no, there's certainly a lot of different places to go. And if you just look across Dallas and Fort Worth area, you're looking at different habitats. So one of my favorite places to go at this time of year is Tandy Hills Park in Fort Worth, which is just east of downtown. It's a prairie remnant and has really amazing showing, a lot of our native flowers, not what you'd see on the highway, but real profusion of other native species in there, and a prairie remnant that's actually being preserved by friends, but it's actually a City of Fort Worth property. So there's lots of, I would go have a look at some of the parks in your area, see what's available, and be prepared to see wildflower season in a slightly different way than 60 miles an hour down the highway.
Tiana Raymond is with the Botanical Research Institute of Texas in Fort Worth. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me, Justin.